John Koko, the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission chairperson in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says over 60,000 people from more than 1,100 households have been displaced from Lilkwangule, Pochala, Bertat, and Pibor counties. Koko says torrential rains have caused riverbanks from Pibor River, Lotila River, and Kangjens River to crest, causing floodwaters to sweep across communities. Koko says many of the displaced have been left without access to food or clean water after their livelihoods, including crops, goats and cattle, have been washed away by flood waters.
Those four counties, some plots were really displaced. Some people in different locations where there is the drier places. These are only the things really with the stuff as here in Greater Pibor. A level of only displacing people who are nearest to the river bank.
Koko says the displaced people are facing the risk of being exposed to waterborne diseases, including malaria, diarrhea, and snake bites, as the floodwaters that inundated their homes and farms.
Yes, the government in the Greater Pibor, we are really managing to talk to the people who are displaced to really go and accommodate themselves with brothers who are really in the rural land where there is the dry places to stay with them. And we are also coordinating to the NGOs to give the support to them. At least maybe they will also get some wage of the food so that they will support their families. They will provide them some plastic sheet and even some shelter at least to accommodate themselves.
John Abula, the deputy chief administrator for the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says he is concerned about the worsening humanitarian situation, noting local authorities are hard-pressed to respond due to limited resources. He says Pibor Administrative Area officials have informed the national government regarding the situation.
The RRC at the national level sent in a team now that are with us making assessment. So the government, the national government, now trying its best to find how many people being affected, and now they are trying. So we received a high delegation from Juba 3 days ago. They are now within the area, within the headquarters here, making assessment. So they will be touring the whole counties. But it will be not easy for them, it's difficult to reach to affect some areas because of inaccessibility.
Abula says the suffering among locals in the Greater Pibor area has been complicated by high food prices due to a lack of road connectivity after the major roads linking Pibor to Juba through Bor were closed due to insecurity.
This year, the conflict that erupted between youth of Jungule and youth of Pibor make it difficult for the local trader to access market in Juba or in Bor. So this one also contributed to suffering. You come to Pibor now, you will find a bottle of soda with 1,500. So we are in terrible situation here in Greater Pibor.
Abula says the only way to supply markets in Pibor is by herd, which he says is cost prohibitive for many traders. Another factor is climate change, which officials say is taking a heavy toll on rural communities. According to the South Sudan flooding snapshot, over 900,000 people were reportedly affected by floods in 29 counties across South Sudan and in the southern parts of the Abyei administrative area. People in northern Bahr el Ghazal, Warab, Unity, and western Equatorial states are the worst affected. The fourth year of mass flooding has impacted almost 1 million people in South Sudan so far this year, according to the UN's Emergency Aid Coordination Agency, OCHA. The UN says floods have affected more than 900,000 people in 29 counties across the country and the southern parts of the Abyei administrative area. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.